Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. City of Champions, Bart Scott.
What up?
City of Champions. Well, of a champion. One champion.
Who?
The New York Hockey Rangers won the President's Trophy.
Yes.
So we got one. Can you believe this?
That don't count, man.
Think about this. It is the first time since the last time the Rangers won the President's Trophy that a New York team has finished with the best record in the sport.
Can I ask you a question?
The Rangers won the President's Trophy in 2015. Anyone after that, you got to go back to the Yankees in 2009 for a team. Any New York team to simply not even win the championship, just finish with the best record in the sport. The Rangers have done it twice in the last 15 years, and nobody else has done it since then.
Can I ask you something? What happened to that team?
The Ranger team?
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't win. They didn't win the cup. Only two teams have won the cup after winning the President's Trophy, as you know. It's not something that typically happens.
So do we
win the President's Trophy? It does it actually more often than not. In fact, incredibly more often than not, you don't win the Stanley Cup. So, that's the thing. Like, you know, remember, Knicks fans on Sunday were like, "Are you sure you want the two seed?" Like, were there Ranger fans at all that were like, "Are you sure you?" Now, the last time the Rangers won the Stanley Cup, they did win the President's Trophy.
Okay, so they got.
But again, the last time they won the President's Trophy, they didn't win the cup. So it's sort of this weird thing. It's amazing because if you think about it,
chicken or egg.
Well, how about this? And Larry Brooks did this in the Post, and Larry's one of the best. How often do you think in other sports that when you are the best team in the league by record, you win the championship that year as well? Like, let's go to your sport. Last 20 years, can you guess how many times the team with the best record won the Super Bowl?
Patriots once.
You're going to say one time in 20 years?
Yeah, the Patriots once.
Higher, Bob.
Four times. 20 years?
Close. Five.
Listen.
Only five times.
It's a lot of times we know the best team get knocked off sometimes first.
That's crazy.
Because they come off and they're lethargic. They're not hungry. They didn't play any meaningful games at the end. You know what I mean? And then what happens?
But you would think in that sport more than any other sport, if you had the best record in the league, you're the best team, you should win the championship.
Because you get the bye.
And you think that just kind of softens you up, the bye?
Sometimes.
Yo.
Sometimes like I'd much rather keep playing, and that's a lot of the decisions that a lot of these coaches had.
Mm-hmm.
Do I play my starters down the end, or do I give them rest? And that's the age-old question, right? Do I rest? And we saw last year, right? Lamar Jackson and everybody feeling good got the bye.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they've had the bye, they got their ass sent home. And you say, well, that's Lamar Jackson. He's not a gay PT player. Wrong, because I remember when I had the number one record, got sent home first the year that the Colts won the championship. They faced us. We had to buy. They came to see us. They got up. And, we didn't play a bad game. We lost from five field goals, but we lost. And they had played the week before. They were hungry on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out, and they were ready to play. They were in the rhythm.
That's amazing. And, Dino, you got your theory on the NFL about when it comes to the best record in the league not winning a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think that happens so often because it's such an unbalanced schedule. There are teams that can get fat on divisional play.
Bad division, and you just have a great record, you're a paper champion.
Yeah, that would be the Patriots, right?
Oh, the AFC East.
Yeah, just thinking certain times playing the Jets, the Bills, mm-hmm. and the Dolphins.
Yep, none of them were any good.
That was like an easy six,
mm-hmm.
except South Beach, because they're undefeated.
Yeah, it's always tough to win down there. All right, how about in Major League Baseball? I mean, you think Major League Baseball is so top-heavy, right? For the longest time, baseball, it's like if you have the best record in the sport, you go on the run. Although we have seen teams get to that, record-breaking win total and don't do it. In the last, let's go, since they moved to divisional play and all that stuff, right, we're not even going to go to wild card era. Let's just go all the way back 54 years, right? So they stopped doing the National League, American League thing, and it started to become you play win the division first and go on. So last 54 years, how many times has the best record in the sport gone on to win the World Series?
Since 1954?
No. In the last 54 years.
Well, okay. Since basically 1970.
Yeah. Modern era.
I would say from pillar to post,
mm-hmm.
win the chip.
Yeah.
I would probably say 10 times.
Yeah, close. 15. In 54 years, 15. The best record in the sport goes on to win the championship.
Because so many indicators about what makes you the best. Like, it's about who playing the best at that time.
It always is, isn't it? It's
about
amazing.
Who gets hot.
But it shows you that the being the best team in the league during the regular season, really. All right, last but not least,
it's
the
great
NBA.
It's great to have.
The NBA.
Ooh.
Now you're talking about, again, super team era. Like
this. I would go with the Bulls, that record-setting team.
But let's go back. We're going 23 years. So we're only going.
So I'm thinking about Golden State.
The Bulls aren't in this. 23 years. We're going back.
That's it.
Back to the start of the century.
You're going
to
take MJ out?
No, start of the century.
Okay, so I'm going to go Golden State.
23 years, team with the best record also won the championship. How many times?
Golden State lost.
73 team lost. That's 73-win team lost. Remember that. They were up 3-1. So
I'm gonna say one of them Spurs teams.
So give me a number out of 23.
Out of 23, I'm gonna go two, Bob.
Two.
Go cool. All
right, that's a little low.
Okay, five.
Yeah. All right, six. Six. Like six.
That
even LeBron had a team that had won 66 games. They lost in the conference finals in Cleveland. Like it's so. That's what amazes me, that you have this long ass season, and you have the
So you're saying Boston?
Seriously, you have the dominance of being considered at the end of the year. We played this long, grueling schedule, mm-hmm. and we did the best of anyone, and it doesn't matter.
So basically,
the Rangers had the best season in their franchise. 54 wins? 55 wins. 55 wins. They had the best season in franchise history. And basically now, guess what? It goes back to zero. Yeah. You have one night to just feel good about the accomplishment, and now it's zero. And so now you have to overcome history that says you ain't winning the cup.
It's not even a special banner, because if you win your division, you win your division. So don't say best record in all the league. You don't get a special banner for that.
So it's almost like you have one night to enjoy it. 82 games, and you get one night to enjoy it, and then it resets to zero. And now we go, okay, now what are you going to do for the next 2 months?
So basically what you're telling me is Boston's going to lose to Denver, because Denver doesn't have a best record.
No.
And they're going to lose to Denver.
Look.
So you're telling me it's not looking good for Boston.
No.
Odds would suggest.
Yes. The odds suggest
that Boston shouldn't be the favorite, because
Boston
history
is
tells
not
them.
Going to win the NBA title. Right. And odds will suggest that the Rangers are not going to win the Stanley Cup. Which is met. Like, is this, do we have this ass backwards? Come on, seriously, Bart, think about this. You played 6 months of a sport and were the best at it for 6 months. And it doesn't matter, because all that matters now is what you do for the next 2 months.
Right.
How does that make sense? It doesn't. Wait. We played this whole year, and you were the best. But that doesn't mean nearly as much as this little tournament we're going to play now.
I guess it would be cool.
Damn.
I guess it would be cool if we could look at, forensically, the teams that won it with the best record, and then just say, okay, look at it closely and say, okay, this is why. They played Dave in a scrub division.
You're saying the teams that won it?
Mm-hmm.
Like had the best record and won it?
Yeah.
There's so very few.
You know what I'm saying? To look at that season.
Right.
And see, like, okay.
2009 Yankees had the best record in the sport and then went all the way and won the World Series.
What was everybody else in that division?
Well, the Phillies were great. Oh, you mean in the division?
Yeah.
In the division.
How was Boston? You know what I mean? How was the other team?
So they ate. But the fact is, though, they still took care of business in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, that's what matters is full supremacy.
I'm guessing somewhere they face the Twins in the playoffs. Who's your daddy?
I'm trying to remember that year. What was the early? I believe there was an early series where things got dicey.
I mean,
if I'm
would
not mistaken.
I would take this exercise even from the
so
pro.
So long ago, I don't remember.
I would take this exercise from the pro game and go to, I would think maybe in college it's a little different. I'm thinking
number
college.
One. Oh, you mean number one in the country? Well, yeah. It was like Purdue last year. Purdue lost in the beginning.
I would think like those Miami teams.
Miami.
Well, it's no tournament, so that's the difference, because it was just one national championship game.
Are you talking about football?
Mm-hmm.
You can't count that. Football doesn't count because it's so subjective.
So I guess basketball in the tournament then.
Yeah, that's one I would probably give you. All right, 09. course, as I'm trying to find this now.
The Yankees won.
Yeah.
Had 103 wins.
103, right. I couldn't. They gave me only the regular season. I couldn't get to the playoff. I wanted to see the playoff breakdown. But, yeah, they had the best. This is, by the way, useless. You're right. They swept the Twins.
Told you.
Yeah. It was the Angels in the ALCS. Remember, they had the bye. Right. No, there's no wild card there for them. So, they swept the Twins, and it was the Angels series in the ALCS that might have had any type of – and they were up 3-1 in that series, too. I'm thinking of a different year then. No.
You arguably have to say that maybe the Yankees, that 2019, may be the best of the best.
Yeah, the only trouble they had was being down 0-1 in the World Series to the Phillies until they, won the next three.
So is that 2019 arguably one of the best? Maybe that should be our question of the day.
I think the question today is simply, does it matter to win the league championship? Do you care about winning the regular season when we tell you that it doesn't mean anything?
So I wonder,
is it maddening?
Who's the most dominant team ever out of from pillar to post? You said last 20 years. Is that 2009 team the most dominant team in sports?
In sports? No, not even close.
What do you mean? They had the best overall record, and they basically walked through the playoffs and won the championship.
Okay, the Miami Dolphins never lost a game in 1972.
Going back that far. You said 20 years.
Well, that...
You said 24 years.
Well, that was in football.
Yeah, so 2000.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most dominant championship team of this side of the 2000s?
Well, I would also argue that the 98 Yankees were probably the most dominant team we've ever seen.
Okay, so the Yankees.
I mean, the 98 Yankees.
So the Yankees are competing with themselves.
Had the record for most wins in an entire season, and they ran through the playoffs and won. Like, that's as good as it can. That 98 Yankee team was as good as it gets.
Is it not an NBA team that went through the playoffs in the 2000s that didn't lose a game?
In the 2000s?
That basically only lost maybe one game.
What, the 15-1 Lakers?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So
2001?
So that's the problem.
Yeah, that's as close as we get in this modern era.
So we'll go with the Lakers versus the 98 Yankees.
There was a Sixers team that also didn't lose a game either. I think they lost one, actually.
The who?
Sixers. Moses Malone and then Dr. J.
Man, we on this side of 2000,
I understand.
Man.
I'm just saying, if you're talking about that.
No, I'm saying from 24 years.
I just feel like.
Oh, I guess we got it. I guess you put the 98 Yankees, so we got to push it back to the 90s.
But think about it. We are in an era where we are now over a decade without a championship in New York, right? Among the New York teams.
Yeah.
Right? Tri-State. And you think about it, we haven't even had a team that had the best record in the league. You had one, and they did it twice, and they still haven't won a championship, right? So, Bart, that's the whole point here, is like the Rangers we talked about, the best chance to win a championship. It's right here, right now. What happens over this next 2.5 months with the Rangers? Because if they don't win it, then what?
Oh, I hope the Islanders beat the Rangers.
They have to meet in the second round.
I hope they play it.
They'd have to meet in the second round.
I want to see where your heart is. Do you want Sagittarius, the guy who can go all the way, the big, strong team? You want Seabiscuit, the little engine that could, which is basically the Islanders. Can they be the unlikely champion?
It's amazing, right? Because the heart obviously is with the Islanders, clearly.
Yeah, but
right? Because that's the team. But it's just that's what I grew up with. My heart's there. But because of the business, you kind of go, but the Rangers are the best chance to win something in the damn city. Like, we haven't had anything good happen.
I hate when the upset team loses the next week.
Oh, of course. You know that always happens, too.
That's
you play
worst.
Out of your mind.
That's the worst.
And that's what we're setting up even right now, like tonight. Tonight you got the play-ins.
Yes.
Steph Curry could be done.
Could be the end.
Steph Curry could be done tonight. Could be over.
But Draymond, it's the end of Klay.
I don't know. Because actually Wendy today was saying something else. That he thinks that they love what they've got. They went 27-12, I think, to finish the season, and they feel like they finally figured it out.
They're not big enough.
But on top of that is also LeBron and the idea of if the Lakers win this game, they have to play Denver.
We're going
to
see who LeBron
is. In the two seed.
Like I said, adversity doesn't define character. It reveals it.
Think about it. It's Zion and LeBron tonight, right?
By the time we got Zion in the playoffs, they only expanded this whole thing. So we get Zion in the playoffs.
Isn't it ridiculous? But it's really like, I don't know, like I said, The Ranger thing is it's been such a cool story all year. But I mean, Panarin almost gets fit. He had a he's had a tremendous season. What Lafreniere has developed into, which some people thought he might have been a bust this year, I think he proved he's not. And the fact that, like, when they won the President's Trophy, I was watching the game last night, and I'm like, when was the last New York team to have the best record in any league? Then it was actually the Rangers. I mean, the Rangers have been the freaking, like, think about it, all the losing that's going on here. They've been the one gold standard.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else has sucked.
With all the letters to the fans and all that stuff.
And they've been the one team that at least has been, you know, among the best in its league all along. Peter Laviolette in his first year as the coach of the Rangers. And, you know, they want to check all the boxes, right? They want to, okay, what's the next thing we have to get? They set the different goals. So the whole idea was, yeah, they wanted this. They wanted the President's Trophy.
Boxes are checked. So it was good. I mean, it was a good regular season. You know, you got to do well in this part of the process in order to get a chance to play for the Cup. And so we're able to do that. And I think the guys are really excited to move forward, looking forward to that and getting going with the playoffs.
And they have no idea who they're going to play yet, right, in the first round. They have no idea who the matchup is going to be. It could be one of, what, three different teams, Dino?
We're praying for the Red Wings to get in.
What are the options here?
I think the options are the Penguins, Red Wings, Capitals.
Oh, my God. Who do you want?
Who do you want? That's what I'm saying. Who you want?
Where's Pusick? He can answer this because his heart's all
Pusick!
His heart is going to be Rangers out in the first round. We know where he's
going. Well, I mean, because he's a pessimist. He also is the same guy that thinks the Giants should just blow up everything and not have a franchise. And he loves the Giants.
Daniel Jones looks flush on the screen, too, by the way. He looks like he hasn't seen sun.
Well, they're doing...
going to dark hole
the Daniel
retreat?
Jones thing, which we'll get to. We were in the middle of something else, is that he had the Adam Gase eyes going because of the question about, you know, are you the guy? But let's stay on this because I'm curious to see.
Pusick!
There he is. Anthony Pusick, our resident Rangers fan.
You want them wings? You don't want them wings. You better hope them wings don't
if you had, like, we did this whole thing with the Knicks yesterday, and who do you want? So you got a choice of three. Who do you want?
Them wings, get in. We going.
Who's your first round? Who is your favorable first round matchup for the Rangers?
Well, technically four. You have the option of four, but I know that you and Ray rolled your eyes at the...
What, that the Flyers?
The Flyer possibility.
Can we stick a fork
fun.
In them, please?
They want 12 things coaches. To happen. To
yeah, exactly. Right, right. We have this...
and
right.
The sixth tiebreaker.
They have a parlay that has to happen.
That's right.
Literally
yes.
What that is a parlay. But
now
their
that
own
you say
coach
that,
said they suck.
I should actually look and see what a parlay on ESPN Bet would look like if for them to make the playoffs.
I defy you to play it.
That'd be interesting.
Anyways.
I mean, I think that Philly would be the most likely, but would be the best option. But take them out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
It's always tough, unfortunately, for Bart, and he says he doesn't want that smoke. I think Detroit is probably the best matchup for the Rangers. I don't think you want to face Crosby or Ovechkin if you could help it. And Larkin is good, and Raymond's had a fantastic year, but mm-hmm. I also don't trust their goaltending.
Yes.
And I think the Rangers can compete with them 5-on-5 as good as any other team. That they could face. So, I think that if Ranger fans had it their way, I think they'd want to face Detroit.
Oh,
Detroit. I think they want that smoke.
It don't matter. Listen, that means Detroit gets in. If Detroit
I
gets
want
in,
this.
I'm going to pay for us some tickets. We going.
Let's go,
that'd be
baby.
Fun.
We
that
going.
Would be fun. I would
he's going with
that.
His Gordie Howe jersey.
But
it's the only one he's got.
Gordie Howe.
It's a good jersey to have.
Gordie Howe on top. But then we're going to have the green man suit, and you got to wear the blue man suit.
The blue man suit?
We're going to pin it against the glass.
I like that.
All right. So let's see. Let's see. So the way it has to go, the Red Wings play tonight in Montreal. So if the Wings win tonight, the Flyers beat the Capitals. The Wings get the second wild card spot, and that will match them up with the Rangers. Sunday. Series expected to start Sunday at the Garden, by the way. So there you go. That's good news. That means the Knick game won't have to be at 1:00 on Saturday. Thank God. So that's all you need to have tonight. Bart, are you watching tonight? Red Wings, Canadiens in Montreal. You get a win, and then you root for the Flyers to beat the Capitals, and you're in.
First of all.
And you're at the Garden on Sunday with Pusick in your green suit.
I need Anthony to tell me, like, what's the odds of the other thing happening? Capitals.
Can the Flyers beat the Capitals? Of course they can.
Well, Caps is winning in. That's the – tonight – tonight.
Okay, so, the Cavs got a lot to play for.
All of this fun stuff kind of goes away, and not that the Flyers don't, like you guys said, you think they're dead. If they play like they're dead, then yes.
So the Capitals, it's win and get in.
Caps is winning in.
So that means the Wings are eliminated if the Capitals win
regardless.
And all
this goes away. So what you need is that Flyers, that realistic Flyers possibility to happen in order for the Red Wings to have any fun. But they're playing, I think, at about the same time. If it's not 7 and 7.30, it's 7 and 7.
This is must watch tonight.
This is big, and last night was crazy. Brinkett scores that goal. A lot of octopi on the ice, as you know, Bart, in Detroit, and then everybody got excited. So
big OT.
Yeah. Now both those teams should be gassed. They're both flying back to Montreal. We'll see what happens. And the Caps probably gave the Bruins everything they could last night.
Empty
Bruins
the tank.
And the Bruins didn't lock anything up. They could lose that division. Now they probably want to go play Toronto.
And the Flyers have the unlikely parlay, so they're playing for something. Or they hate their coach so much they're just going to lay down so they can just get the hell out.
Because he said
they
suck. Like, why are we just going to stand for a week? Playoff checks ain't even that high. Let's just go home, man. Just go home.
So that's big. So if the Capitals win, which is, I guess, the most likely of the scenarios, correct, right? The most likely thing is the Capitals win and get in.
I believe so, yes.
Then that's a Rangers-Capitals matchup. How do you feel about that?
Look, I mean, Alex Ovechkin has found his goal-scoring capabilities again, which he didn't have earlier in the season.
And he likes 70? Is he like fully gray now?
Not as old as Jagr.
He's definitely fully gray.
He's got the gray. But look, Alan, as opposed to playing your Islanders, I think that the Rangers were much better off winning the division. Not necessarily winning the President's Trophy, it just happened to be that way, but winning the East, avoiding Tampa, and playing Wild Card 2, whoever that may be. Washington does give them some problems defensively. Lindgren, as their goaltender, is not exactly somebody that I don't think they should be scared of, as opposed to somebody like Vasilevsky or Varlamov or Sorokin.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it should be a series that the Rangers can play well and win, but they seem to like to make series go long. It would be nice if they can wrap a series up in 5 or 6 games as opposed to 7. We shall see.
I'm sorry. Random thought, right? And I've been thinking this all week. Mm-hmm. And just because she's on the screen, doesn't Caitlin Clark look like Aaron Rodgers?
What?
She looks like Aaron Rodgers, man. Look at her and look at her dimple. Listen, I've been thinking this for like 2 weeks, and I finally just said outside. Yes,
no.
Yes. They look just alike.
No.
Bro.
No.
Look at her smile. Oh, whatever. All right. I'm telling you. Caitlin Clark and Aaron Rodgers look like they brothers and sisters.
No.
I promise you. I'm telling you. You know this is what I do.
Well, I know it's what you do.
I'm telling
you. But I'm telling you on this one, no.
She looks just like Aaron Rodgers, man. The same way she smiled, like her dimples, how they come, like they're like long dimples, but they're like more like lines than actual dimples.
Their eyes are different.
No.
Yes.
Not at all.
Yeah, no.
Not at all. I promise you.
Put
the side by side.
Well, anyway, so that's...
But back to the hockey. Let's do the hockey.
Well, I'm just saying. So that's the scenario there right now. As we'd already know, the Islanders, who clinched last night with a big win in New Jersey, they clinch, and so they will play the Carolina Hurricanes in the first round. Not great. Not going to love it, but you know what? You can say a lot about this team. They still have a lot of flaws. They found a coach, I think. Dino, do you think they found a coach? Would you agree with me that Patrick Waugh knows what the hell he's doing?
Oh, he absolutely.
At the very least, right? Like the fact that he took Sorokin, who is the number one goalie, but he was not playing well, and said, sit down, Varlamov is going to start for us, and he got hot, and we're going to run with him. That takes a lot of guts, because you know Sorokin's gonna be sitting there like, "What the hell's going on here? Like, I'm the man." Like, no, you haven't been good enough. And so he makes Varlamov the guy, and Varlamov got them these wins, 7-0-1 to finish the season. So good on them; they're in the playoffs. That's the accomplishment. Anything after this is to me house money, because there's some things they got to do this offseason. But I feel like they got a coach. At least they got some standard back, and so they've got that. The Rangers could play the Capitals. That seems to be most likely. Bart and everybody else were all rooting for the Red Wings just because it was making more spicy around here.
Yeah.
Panthers, Maple Leafs, and Bruins Lightning. Ooh, Bruins Lightning. Wow.
Nobody wants to see the Lightning. Hell the Lightning are like the Miami Heat.
The Miami Heat.
Football.
100%.
I mean, of basketball.
Although the Bruins are also like, you know what? Bruins Lightning is a lot like what Celtics Heat would be in the first round for the NBA. It's the same kind of like scenario, although the Bruins have not been as good as they've been.
Did I mention the Flyers situation has to be everybody wins or loses in regulation? So Philly wins in regulation, Pittsburgh loses in regulation.
The unlikely parlay.
Montreal wins in regulation over Detroit. I haven't even gotten to the part where the Islanders kind of lay down and Pittsburgh wins, but it's a +530 parlay right now with just the fact of Philly winning in regulation and Montreal winning in regulation tonight.
And there's nothing the Penguins can do at this point, right? It's just a game at this point? Like the Pittsburgh's got to be done.
It's just a game. They're not out. There's still scenarios where they can.
Their playoff chances are 7.4%.
If the Caps, Red Wings, and Penguins all finish tied with 90 points, then Pittsburgh gets the wild card spot due to the regulation win tiebreaker.
Okay, just so you know, too, ESPN has the Flyers at 0% chance to make the playoffs, even though their tragic number is 1. 0% because of all the scenarios. Capitals' playoff chance is 24.4%.
So, I got to find this. Bart would be very excited about this because I saw it last night, and I have to find it now. For the winning probabilities for the final game of the season, Detroit has a 41% chance to win in regulation. And I believe the chances to make the playoffs right now, the Capitals have a 46% chance. The Red Wings have a 33%
chance. Okay. So the Red Wings aren't completely dead. But the Penguins have very, very little chance. So, okay, there's that. All right, 800-919-3776. Good time to get into some calls and everything else in the conversation with you. We got the play-in games tonight in the Western Conference in the NBA. Is it the last we're going to see of somebody? It could be Steph Curry. Is LeBron thinking about, I'd rather not play the Nuggets in the first round? And tonight's game could be an interesting one to watch between the Lakers and the Pelicans, because the winner of that, your prize is the Nuggets. The loser has to then win another game to get the eighth seed, which would be the OKC Thunder.
Are the Pelicans trying to lose on purpose?
They're home. No, I don't think so. Right, but I think if you're the Lakers, you have a better chance to make a run. That has been a topic of conversation that is, I know, pissing off a lot of athletes, but strategically, it's not crazy.
The Bengals did it to us.
So, last but not least, on the football side of things, we got to get back into this Daniel Jones conversation, because there's talk of the Giants by one NFL analyst of moving up in a trade to get a quarterback in this draft. When we tell you who it is, you might say, what? We'll discuss all that and more. Just getting started. Stay with it. Your call's next. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So we got the news yesterday. John Sterling retiring as the Yankee radio voice after a 35-year run. And yesterday in the K-Show, Michael remembered a story about John caring about the team so much.
You know, over the years that I worked with him, we had, you know, very funny exchanges, because he really, really wanted the Yankees to win. Because when I joined him, that was 92. So that was the last losing season they've had. And, you know, he would live and die with every loss. And I was coming from a newspaper background where, you know, you have to be totally objective. And I just asked him, I said, John, why do you care if they win? I mean, they don't care if you have a good broadcast. I said, Michael, my boy, he goes, if you give people good news, they're going to like you. He goes, and you give people bad news, they'll blame the announcer. He goes, as great as Marv Albert was, he was at the mic in 69 and 73, and he is part of forever because they won when he was there.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good!
loved. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You always know when Jake's in a certain mood, right? 800-919-3776, the number. Get into the conversation with us, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. We go to Brian in Oceanside to start us off. What's up, B?
How's it going, guys? Listen, I'm not naive. I know that the Islanders are a little brother in this town. I know that hockey is not the big sport in this town. But for the love of God, can we get some respect on their name today? If you look in the past decade, and I don't think this is up for much of a discussion. I know a lot of people aren't going to want to hear it. But they have been the most successful team in this city over the last decade. Two conference appearances, 5 out of 6 playoff appearances, and they had a 4% chance on March 11th to make the playoffs, yep. And they did it. Now, I know they have a tall task ahead, but at least for one day of the year, can we get some respect on these guys' names?
That's why I brought them up in the last segment, Brian. Thanks for listening. I talked about Patrick Waugh and how they got themselves a coach after there was major concerns when Barry Trotz left that the standard went with them and they were falling off the map again. And that's not a good thing to see. So he brings a standard back, and that's important. And you know what they were able to do to finish the season and make the playoffs, to me, that's it. Anything after this is house money for this team, because there's some decisions to make this offseason. I mean, there really is. There's decisions to make this offseason with the rest of the roster. But I was more concerned with coaching because, Lane Lambert wasn't the guy. It wasn't the right move to make. Anytime you go substitute teacher after the main teacher leaves, you just see how the guys were. You could just see it. It was a country club atmosphere. That's changing, and that's a good sign. But I'll tell you what, though, Brian, I'm with you on the back-to-back Eastern Conference final appearances. But, I mean, the Yankees also did get to a Final Four in the last, 10 years as well. So we can't forget that. They've been good the last, would you say 5 years? They've been very successful. Barry Trotz, Lou Lamoriello will have a lot to do with that. And the fact that they made the playoffs this year, which would have been a majorly disappointing season, the fact they at least are in the party, to me, is the accomplishment, but there's still some big decisions to make. Deep in Brooklyn. What's up, Deep?
Hey, Alan, Bart. First time calling. Enjoy your show every day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wonder, earlier you talked about, do we have it backwards, right? The idea of determining a champion. I mean, talking about champion with team with the best record.
Yeah. We put no value into a regular season that takes longer than the tournament takes, right? It's amazing, right. But that's how we do it.
The thing is, though, how much do you follow European soccer at all?
No.
Oh, they determine their champion by the team. They play every team twice, and they determine their champion by being whoever is at the highest in the standings, like Manchester City. But in America, our culture is like tournament hype.
Right.
Like if you have one shot, one opportunity, right? So if you throw these teams, everyone in the league is good. If you throw like the upper half of the league into a tournament, that's more games for the highest seed to win. And it's more of a chance for them to get upset. Whereas if you look at in Europe, I can think of one example, Manchester City, they finished at the top of the standings 1 year, and they had to play Chelsea in the Champions League final. They lost that when they were four places ahead of Chelsea in the regular season. They were determined the champions of the regular season. They get a trophy for that. But in America, the only trophy you get is if you win the tournament at the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first point, which, I mean, you can say, why should an 84-win team like the Diamondbacks have an almost equal chance to win the World Series as a team that did much better than them in the regular season, 162 sample size. But, I mean, that's the thing with American sports. My second point is, Herm Edwards said, you play to win the game. None of this crap about losing, Rangers, Knicks, whatever, what's better for them, no. You play to win, you get the best seed, you play who's in front of you, and let's go get these championships.
That's the mentality that you have to have as a player. But
I don't mean it's smart. As an organization, you may say, we're going to rest some guys today. You may say, you know what?
Yeah.
you know,
strategic. It's strategy.
You say you're going to play the first half. Y'all going to win, get out to a big lead. If we're going to win, then our backup's going to have to come out and play well.
And what do they always say? Like think about it, too, the art of war, right? Like the idea of sometimes losing the battle.
Yep.
Like, because you know we got to, all right, we've got to sacrifice this for the betterment of the bigger fight, right? Like that's what the strategy of, okay, we're going to retreat here. Even though you don't want to, we have to. Because it's better for us in the grand scheme. And that's what everything is. It's strategy. It's you know, what is the smarter play?
I mean, I've been on the other side of it two times.
I know.
Like the Colts played to and that let us in. The Bengals laid down. We beat them.
Right.
We lost to the Colts.
Right. Yeah. But like that can happen and it did work out for the Colts. It worked out for them.
Just barely, but
it did. No, yep. But it did. But the point is like players have that mentality of I'm never gonna retreat. Yeah. I want the fight, all that stuff. That sounds nice, but strategy tells you the smarter play, like the Lakers is a great example. The Lakers, the smarter play for the Lakers is to avoid Denver. It's just strategy wise. If you wanted to place yourself in a bracket and you had the choice, which they do, you control it, you absolutely would take yourself out of the Denver bracket. Oh, we won't see them for another three rounds? I'd rather that because they're a little worn down a little bit. Maybe they will be worn down. Whatever it is, I'd rather see them later than earlier because if I see them later, that means I've had a good run. And that's just strategy. But we have that tough, you know, competitor mentality of you just don't do that. Okay, great. Then you're going to get swept in the first round. Congratulations.
So here's the thing, right? Lakers lose today.
Yeah.
Then they have to win.
Of course, and that's the pressure.
Do you want to play that?
You're afraid. Well, because it's the Kings or the Warriors.
Right.
And either team can beat you. Either team can beat you. And that's the problem, is that you are setting yourself up to get knocked out. And my response is, okay, great. So win your seventh seed, and then you get a week of basketball versus lose your seventh seed, and maybe you're done this week. What's the difference? One way or another, you're done in a week or 2 weeks. What does it matter? What is it, some honor of, well, we made the playoffs. Great. Is that what we're doing in L.A.?
You're talking about the team that put up the participation tournament trophy?
Oh, yes. Play-in tournament champions. That's what they were this year. That's the last championship they're going to win there with LeBron. We all know that. That's not hate. That's just reality. They're not going to win a championship. Look how they're built. They're not going to be able to do it in the West. The West has too many good teams.
That was a bad signing of the Caleb dude.
Who?
Who they signed? The dude from Miami that they signed?
Gabe Vincent.
Yeah, Gabe Vincent.
Well, he's healthy now. He's going to help them. He's finally healthy. He's been hurt all year.
Yeah, it's been too little too late.
That's right. It didn't work out the way it was supposed to, but still. 800-919-3776. Merv in Queens. Hey, Merv.
Fellas, I'm sorry. Mr. Charles didn't open until 5 o'clock. I had you guys hooked it up. I hope you enjoyed.
We appreciate it. Point, we do. Man. Thank you.
Of course. No big deal. A couple of quick points, man. On the LeBron stuff, you guys, we got to give him his flowers, man. You guys got married decades ago. You can't tell me your wives don't come through in a pinch and they could still turn back the clock. and just another
on
thing.
On your birthday.
Yeah, whatever. It's some seasonal stuff, you know. But who were you talking to at the Garden talking about scared fans? Were these people from Stanford? They know New York is a never scared, Bart. Never, guys.
I was talking to very, very smart business people who were looking at me going, this doesn't make sense. Like, it makes sense to play, you know, the Pacers, who have no playoff experience, versus these two monsters that you never know what can happen with the Sixers and the Heat.
Listen, the Bucks don't get ran out of town.
Oh my God, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Hey Merv, thanks again for the lunch, man. Everybody here enjoyed it. You're the best. You held up your end of the bargain on the bet, so thank you. But did you hear about this report from Woj?
Yeah.
That Giannis Antetokounmpo will more than likely not start the series, but could return in time, like later in the series. It could be done.
I thought he was out in the first.
He's not out completely, but they don't expect him to begin. I'll give you the exact wording from the story that Woj had this morning. They're preparing to be without him. But are hopeful that treatment on his calf strain will allow him to return sometime later in the series. Like, what does that mean?
He got to run, too.
He could be down 2-0. Like, why bring him back at that point?
This is a team that runs, too.
Who? The Pacers?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's
a track meet.
They cannot afford to play without him in this
series.
That
was a bad matchup regardless because the Pacers have won early in the season.
Yeah.
Remember, Giannis, like, we just can't beat him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Giannis did put up like 40 a game against them, though.
Yeah, but how many they put up? They scored 157 points last week, man.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Brooke Lopez going to have a coronary.
I'm telling you, if the Pacers are going to be the second-round team, so whoever survives the Knicks, Philly, or Heat,
you like
he's
going to
probably get the Pacers.
Yes.
Like, you're not even going to need to see Milwaukee now.
Yes.
And Giannis is hurt.
Yes, that's why you win.
Wow.
That's why it's good that you won. Because you get the matchup that you thought, oh, maybe you want the Pacers in the first round. So now you get them in the second round. That means you expect to go further.
That's what makes the first round. And like Legs was saying it, both teams, or all three of them. If the Sixers and Knicks could either be out in the first round or could go all the way to the conference finals. That's the belief of these two teams. It's amazing. The pressure on this first round matchup is incredible. But that's where we're at right now. All right, we'll continue with your calls at 800-919-3776. But Bart, before we go, tell me about BetMGM.
Already. Hey, baseball fans, go your heart with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, they're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same game parlays, special boosts, and so much more. From the first pitch of the game winning, for the first pitch to the game winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for a chance at a bigger payout or live bets as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all your home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of the MLB action. BetMGM is the official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Man, Mel Kiper sounded off about the Daniel Jones situation with the Giants. And we've got to discuss that even more after yesterday. But let's get a couple more calls in here before we move on to the football stuff. Also, do a lot of basketball 2 o'clock hour because there's a lot of news. We got the play-in games. And then we also have news about the USA basketball roster that we have to discuss. So plenty to get to, but let's get to calls first. Robert in Connecticut. Robert.
Happy Sunday afternoon, Alan. Happy Sunday afternoon, Bart. Lions fan Rob calling in. Hey, I heard you guys talking about most dominant performance post 2000. Would that have to be the White Sox? Didn't the White Sox lose only two games that entire run? And I think they won the Central. And I'm not too sure about the best record in baseball, but I'm pretty sure that was the Tommy. You know,
that was a bit of a stunner too, if you remember. I mean,
dominant team.
It was like a bit of a flash in the pan, weren't they? Like, it just came out
Isaac
of nowhere.
Was fired in like 3 years afterwards.
Yeah, they won 99. They won 99 games. Won 99 games that year. So, yeah, they didn't have the best record in the sport. But, yes, they went a sweep over the Red Sox, 4-1 against Anaheim, and then a sweep over the Astros. So, yeah, they lost one game in that run. It's incredible. What did they do the year? Like, I want to see, like, how sustainable was that?
They caught lightning in a bottle.
Because that was literally they went from a they went from a 99-win team, right? They were 90 wins the year after. So they did have a good year the following season. But that's all. Yeah, that's Ozzy, right?
One of the greatest personalities we've ever had.
The year before that, though, they like Canerco, right? This came out of nowhere, though. How about this? Within a 5-year span, they went from 76 wins. I'm sorry. They went from, I should say, 60. Nope. I got this messed up. They went from 81 wins in 2002. And then after the World Series, they went to 79 wins by 2009. In that decade, they started bad.
Did they not pay
they
nobody?
They got good quick, and then they got bad again.
I wonder if they didn't – what moves they made and who they didn't pay.
I don't know.
People want to cash. A lot of people, I'm sure, wanted to cash
thank
in
you,
after that after like, that championship.
But seriously, like you talk about a team that just out of nowhere, just a Halley's Comet. Gann the White Sox in the mid-2000s.
Ozzie Guillen might be one of the most, like
– yeah, but he was –
recordable, like, managers – head coaches of all.
He was a maniac.
He's a looper.
The thing about that team, too, when you talk about like Pruszynski, he's mentioned Canerco, Uribe, Jermaine Dye.
Yeah, I was a Uribe fan.
Right? Oh, I didn't realize that Timo Perez was on that team. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. How about that? Frank Thomas still around. Now he's got Nugenix.
Big hurt. The big swole.
Was Andy Van Slyke on that team by any chance?
Dude, retaining water.
Oh, let's take Fly in the Bronx. What's up, Fly?
Oh, what's going on, guys? It's actually Ty, but
all I'll right, take Ty, Fly. You Fly Ty.
Yeah, I'll take that. Alan, even though you just gave me a compliment, I'm sorry. I got to disagree with you about the Lakers.
You can.
I actually think if the Lakers want to win a championship, and I think that's a small chance, they got to take Denver as soon as they can get them. And I'll tell you why. If they want the best path to like going the longest in the playoffs, then yeah, they want to avoid Denver. But if they want to win a championship, you want to get Denver early when LeBron is rested. And normally in the beginning of the playoffs, you get 2-3 days sometimes in between games. If you get them later in the Western Conference Finals,
every other night,
you're gonna get one. Yeah, every other night. LeBron's not gonna be. They're not gonna be able to do that. So, in my opinion, I think they want them as early as possible. And I mean, they still got to beat the Pelicans tonight. I think Zion might have a little a moment tonight. But if they want to win a championship, and it's still unlikely, even if they play Denver, they want to get them as early as possible, I think.
I mean, that's always what people put up is that idea of if you're going to upset a number one seed, it's going to happen in the first round. And I don't buy into that as much because I believe a team like Denver, which they have been since the All-Star break, they've played great. Like, they look like, okay, that's the Denver Nuggets. Because most of the season, they were kind of like going through motions at times. And Malone wasn't thrilled with them throughout a couple of times. And they came through New York, and he was not happy with his group at all. But, like any champion, they're like, all right, now it's time to turn it on, and they have. So first round of the playoffs, I think you're getting their attention. I would rather, like, all right, now some teams have taken a little something out of them. A couple of series have gone by that then maybe they're slipping a little bit.
How'd that work last year, though?
Well, the Lakers were the ones that ran out of gas. The Lakers,
and what's going to happen this year? If they meet in the conference finals, they're going to be out of gas again.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right. I don't know that for sure, but LeBron's a year older. I'd be surprised if they got there and beat them this time.
Think about it. Here's your path, right? Here's your path. If you get the seventh seed.
Yeah, Fly gonna get his ass kicked by Ric Flair. Yep. You keep talking that. Don't let Rick get this.
What are you talking about? Oh, that's true. Yeah. Easy on. All right. Ric Flair is listening now. He'll come after you next on social media. But think about this, because if you're in that bracket with the Nuggets, your next matchup in the second round, if you happen to pull off the upset, is Kevin Durant or the Timberwolves that are physical, nasty team.
If they pull off that upset, it's they're the favorites. I'll take them over Boston. They're the favorites in my mind.
The Lakers?
The Nuggets?
If the Lakers beat Denver, you thrust them as the favorite. No, I wouldn't. You know who I'd make the favorite in the West?
Dallas. If they beat Denver, they'd be playing amazing. They would have to be on another level.
Yeah. I'll tell you, you got to also keep in mind that Anthony Davis does not play well against Jokic.
No, he doesn't.
He's got back spasms. Here come the excuses, too. He's got the back spasms.
Sabonis get him, too.
See, he's got back spasms. That's another reason why you want to play the Thunder, because I think, you know, Chet Holmgren's not exactly going to lean on him. You know what I mean? All right, Ty, thank you. Appreciate you, man. You know, like, I'm telling you, you could call it all you want. You could say that it's soft, a coward. You could say all those things you want to say about a team that says, we need to lose this game and move into the other. It is strategy. I am doing what's best for my team, which is putting myself in a better position to win. And that's what you want. The longer playoffs go, anything can happen. Jamal Murray could get hurt. You don't know. Somebody important could get hurt along the way.
Michael Porter Jr. got that Larry Bird back, too.
Yeah, like anything could happen along the way where then you see them in a month from now, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, they're not the same team they were. Will you stop pointing at her? She does not look like Aaron Rodgers.
She does, man.
You're out of your mind.
Yo.
She looks nothing like Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, man. All right.
What are you trying to say?
She looked like A.A. Ryan, man.
So Aaron Rodgers was hanging out in Iowa one time 20 years ago?
Could be.
You
know what I'm saying?
Aaron Rodgers happened to be just coming through Iowa.
It wouldn't be the
Johnny
first
Appleseed.
Time. Hey, I want Ancestry.com. I need to check her.
All right, well, I need Pancan from you right now, please.
I give you Pancan. I want it right now. Pancan Purple Stride is the ultimate walk to end pancreatic cancer. If you or a loved one has been affected by pancreatic cancer, Purple Stride is the event for you. Your participation and fundraising makes all the difference in advancing progress for patients. Join the movement on Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. at the South Street Seaport Pier 17. Register for free today at purplestride.org/New York. That's purplestride.org/New York. Black people, sign up. We get it more than anybody.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So the Knicks, the number 2 seed, have to wait until tomorrow night's game between the Heat and Sixers to know who they will face in the first round. But is Stephen A. still confident that the Knicks will beat whoever they face?
Hell yeah! Why wouldn't I? New York Knicks going to the conference finals.
I'm looking at a brother by the name of Jalen Brunson, who's a top 5 league MVP candidate. Yeah. Best guard in the Eastern Conference. We can't knock that.
And I'm saying, wait a minute. Giannis ain't healthy. Jimmy Butler and Miami don't seem like themselves. I like our chances. Boston Celtics are on another level. We get all of that. But outside of Boston, there is nobody the Knicks shouldn't beat. There is no one they will not beat. New York, stand up. If I go to conference finals, 100 blue skies, baby.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.